Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Cisco Analysis Relations Speaker Service on Unified Workspace License conference call. At this time, all participants are on a listen-only mode. We will be conducting a question-and-answer session toward the end of today's conference. If at any time during the call you require assistance, you may press star followed by zero, and a coordinator will be happy to assist you. I would now like to turn the call over to Ms. Amy Poon. Please proceed, ma'am.
Greetings, everyone. This is Amy Poon in the Analyst Relations Group, and I would like to welcome you to our AR speakers on Cisco's Unified Workspace Licensing. In today's teleconference, we will discuss how Cisco Unified Workspace Licensing provides an easy, and affordable program for procurement of Cisco Unified Communication applications and services. We will review the strategic importance of Cisco Unified Workspace Licensing, its business benefits, how it works, plus you'll hear about customer and partners' feedback. After the presentation, we'll have a Q&A period. The operator will pull the participants on the phone line for any questions you may have. We will also use this time to address questions that we have received in advance of the call. Please note that we will send out a short survey to all participants on the call, and I wish to thank you in advance for providing your candid feedback. Today's presenters are Julie O'Brien and Taylor Collier. Julie leads the Cisco UC applications team that is responsible for marketing the Cisco Unified Workspace, including telepresence, conferencing, messaging, and mobility. During her tenure at Cisco, Julie led the Microsoft Cisco UC interoperability roadmap featuring integration between Cisco UC solutions and Microsoft Live Communications Server Office. Communication Servers in Exchange 2007, Cisco's commercial UC marketing team, and the Cisco ISR product introduction. Taylor is responsible for product management, technical marketing, and business development for applications that help people communicate more richly and effectively. His portfolio responsibilities include unified messaging and voicemail, audio, video, and web conferencing, unified clients at presence, and mobility. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to Julie.
Great. Thank you very much, Amy. So I think I'm just about succumbing to the cold that my little boy has, so hopefully I won't lose my voice or won't be doing too much snuffling during the call today. But thanks again for joining us. I thought it might be helpful to start on slide two with kind of a snapshot of how we got to where we got to today around the workspace licensing. Clearly, there's a lot going on at the industry at large that's shaping and helping form Cisco strategies and how we execute in the marketplace. So for those of you who happen to subscribe or read Time Magazine, just in the beginning of the year, there was a great article that talked about community and collaboration happening on a scale that has just not been seen before. And while we agreed with many of the premises in this article, such as the formation of digital democracies and the fact that online tools and the web was really transforming what was happening in the consumer space and starting to influence what happened inside of enterprises, had we been consulted with the title of this article, we probably would have had a slightly different opinion. So slide three really takes you to the Cisco view on this, and that it's really not about you, it's about us and the power of collaboration. And it's not about you or me as individuals, but about what we can do together and how we can collaborate together, whether we're at home or in the office. So slide four really just underscores that point that social networking is absolutely driving what we're seeing in the business today, and that we're really at a defining moment in the business. So we saw things like Flickr and Skype and YouTube and MySpace crop up over the last couple of years, and they've really had an influence on the tools that we're using internally, that we're using externally to touch customers and partners, and it's not just a Cisco phenomenon, it's really an industry phenomenon. So now we're seeing the manifestation of products and technologies like WebEx, blogging tools like Blogger becoming more and more prevalent, RSS feeds that we actually use internally and, of course, subscribe to get all kinds of industry updates. And then, of course, now the business alternative to MySpace.com, which arguably is LinkedIn. So this defining moment in business is really creating this new breed of open networked organizations. And I guess you could say that now we're seeing Enterprise 2.0 emerging at this point in time. So all of this is driving what we do from a strategic standpoint and how we choose to package and go to market with unified communications and collaboration. So Cisco's viewpoint then on slide 5 is really that every collaboration and communications experience is delivered by the network, and the network really plays the role as unifying all of the communications possibilities that are available to us. So it doesn't matter what device you're using, where you are, as long as you're connected to the network. And that this concept that we're going to talk about in just a minute, the workspace, can be as created as simply as touching the devices that you have in your workspace at that period of time. So this is truly to create a very consistent, compelling experience for the user everywhere, every time, every device, with just the edge of the network connecting you. So if we take a look on the next slide, slide 6 then, at where we see the industry, if you think about a five-phase plan for unified communications and almost envision that the 2005, the left side starts with IPTV, you see applications in the middle and, you know, to be determined as far as the applications or the tools we'll be using in 2011 and beyond. Most customers have gone through the migration phase of in a TDM or an analog environment into IPT. We see most customers now being at the accelerate or even on the transform phase, where they're accelerating their rollout of communications tools. They're thinking about an architectural approach that will allow them to pull in not only any technology that Cisco might offer, but they're looking at the communication space more broadly. What other third-party applications might they want to bring in at some point in time? And so Amy mentioned, for example, Microsoft. Well, many customers would like to be able to use some of Microsoft's desktop tools or IBM's client. So how do we make that possible for customers moving forward? So customers are in this point now where they're accelerating their rollouts and also starting to think more broadly about how they might want to build this architecture that will allow them to more easily enable communications applications to their users. The transform phase is definitely moving about beyond communications and collaboration and really starting to think about how business gets done, transforming business processes, shortening development cycles, providing higher quality customer service, boosting productivity. And then ultimately we get into inclusion, expanding beyond the private network and really enabling partners and customers to talk with the business as if they were part of that virtual network. And then from there, transcend. So how do we eliminate all barriers, whether they're technical barriers, social barriers, or maybe even lingual barriers? And I'm not sure if anybody on the call has actually seen the Dogbot video that's on Cisco.com, but I would recommend that you take a look because this really does a nice job, I think, of painting the picture of inclusion and transcending, where you could start to imagine a world where you've got a customer service agent that's dealing with video, that's dealing with all forms of messaging and communications to solve a very specific pain point. In this case, unfortunately, a dog bot, little robot that takes a bad turn. But the idea is she, as a customer service rep, is able to talk to everyone that she needs to on the back end to solve that customer's issue and to do that transcending time, transcending language barriers, and so forth. So moving forward then, slide 7, I mentioned the concept or the term the workspace. So this is really how we enable customers then to take that architectural approach to think about unified communications more broadly. So it's not just Cisco applications, but also thinking about what devices they want to use, what networks, either wired or wireless, the operating systems that they want, whether it's a Mac or whether it's a Microsoft operating system, whether they're using RIM, for example, or Nokia Symbian, and being able to pull in different tools that they need regardless of what workspace they're in. And so the workspace really is designed to be a concept that goes beyond just a desktop, but really the combination of devices, applications, operating systems, and networks that we use hour by hour, day by day, week by week, to conduct business differently depending upon where we are at that point in time. So right now, many of you may be actually dialing in from a home office. You might be at work. You might even be on a customer site because you're going to be doing some consulting. You might have different tools with you at this particular time, whether you're home or whether you're in the office or whether you're on the road. So the idea is to help customers embrace that workspace, roll it out to more users, and then ultimately to have the platform that they need to take advantage of the increasing complexity and variability of that workspace by using the network to tie it all together. So with that, Taylor, I'd like to turn it over to you then to talk about the unified workspace licensing and how this helps customers move forward as they embrace their workspace.
Okay, thank you, Julie. Can everybody hear me on the bridge just fine?
Sound good.
Okay, great. My name is Taylor Collier, and I'm thrilled to be with you here today to talk to you about one of the ways that we're making it easy for our customers to make this transition from the world of IP telephony, like Julie talked about, kind of back to those phases of migrate, accelerate, transform. One of the ways that we're helping our customers make this transition easier is through something we call Cisco Unified Workspace Licensing, or I will call it COOL for short, C-U-W-L, because saying all four words over and over and over again is a little bit difficult for me. So what is it? It's basically a new way that Cisco has created to enable customers to easily and effectively UC enable their companies is the way that I think about it. In the past, if you wanted to get the full suite of Cisco UC applications, you had to go out and buy UC Manager, you had to buy Unity, you had to buy Unifying Messaging, you had to buy Meeting Place, you had to buy all the separate applications, many of which had different types of licensing models. And in the end, the feedback we had from customers is, we're ready to make the transition now from the world of IP telephony to the world of unified communications. And Cisco, can you help us make that easier? So COOL, Unified Workspace Licensing, actually is a user-based license. And so for a single amount of money per user inside of an organization, you are entitled to all the client software, as well as all the server software, and all the licensing or access rights that are required for a given user. And so this actually comes in two different editions, which I'll talk about in a moment. There's a standard edition and a professional edition. And so the easy way to think about it is all the software you ever need for a user, as well as the access rights for that user, are all incorporated into the COOL license. Of course, you still buy hardware, the hard phones, the plastic that sits on your desktop, video cameras, et cetera, are still purchased separately. One of the other things about COOL is it requires the purchase of UCSS as well, which is our version of software upgrades. And so by purchasing COOL, a user becomes UC-enabled, if you will, and in addition to that, they're entitled to all the new upgrades that Cisco will be putting out over the next three-year period. And so we think it provides an excellent opportunity for the customer, for the user, to become UC-enabled in a way that will not only UC-enable them for today, but also for the future. Now, in terms of why this matters to customers and partners, it reflects really the notion that the workspace can be anywhere and can be any place. And so for those reasons, it incorporates mobility and includes all the different access methods, et cetera. It also gives our customer and gives Cisco, we believe, and our partners a good competitive advantage vis-a-vis buying a la carte through some of our other the way that some of our other competitors do. But more importantly, it really gives every user the full UC experience. And if you think about it, inside of a company, if some of the users are UC-enabled and others are not, it's not going to be as easy to enable that type of business transformation that is made possible through unified communications. Yeah, as you know, unified communications can enable you to redistribute your workforce. It can enable you to redo the way you do customer service. It can change the entire ordering system. It can speed time to market, all of these things. But if you only have a subset of your company that is UC-enabled, you can't really bring that along at the same speed you would want to. And so through COOL, your workspace licensing, you have the ability to UC-enable your entire company. One of the other things that I've been very pleased about as we've talked to partners and customers about workspace licensing is especially our partners and our salespeople think, wow, this is great. A bill of materials for a customer order used to be two or three pages long, and now it's, two or three line items long is all. And for partners especially, this has been a wonderful thing because it makes it so much easier for them to be able to quote and process orders. And for customers as well, one of the key benefits that I quite frankly didn't anticipate, but that I've heard when I've gone out and talked to customers about workspace licensing, is they said, wow, this will be great because I don't have to keep track of who has which licenses for which products anymore. All I have to do is know that they are a cool user and a workspace licensing user, and because of that, I know that they're covered for everything. And so for, in terms of license administration and also the predictability of their outlays for software going forward, that's a great improvement as well. Customers know exactly, they can smooth out that purchasing behavior, and there's no more spikiness attached to the big upgrade cycles when there's a big new upgrade. So let me talk a little bit about the differences between the standard and professional versions of workspace licensing. What you see here is our suggested list prices at the bottom. And on the left-hand price, the items that are included in standard is access rights to Unified to UC Manager for a hard phone as well as for a soft client. So this could be IP communicator, it could be personal communicator, the soft client of your choosing. In addition to that, it includes a voice mailbox. It includes the actual software for your soft clients. It also includes the SIM rings, mobility services that are incorporated now in the new version of UC Manager, and it includes presence. And so for all of those things, the end user is entitled to all of those things through Cool Standard. Now with Cool Pro, the suggested list is about $100 per user more. This is, again, before discount. But in addition to all the things you get with Standard, you also get the mobile cell phone mobility, which is the Unified Mobile Advantage software for the server, as well as a personal communicator for your mobile phone, for your smartphone. In addition, you get audio conferencing, web conferencing, and video conferencing included as part of the package. And so Cool Pro is basically all the stuff we do in Unified Communications outside of Contact Center, all bundled together in a single license per user that provides just a killer opportunity for the customer, because the Cool license pricing at $415 is significantly less than what it would be if you bought all of the components alone. To give you an example of what that looks like, if you were to purchase all of the individual components for the items included in Cool Pro, the a la carte price for those things would be about $960. And so you can see the significant cost savings of purchasing everything under Cool Pro. And because we have 3-year UCSS attached to this, even some customers who are not necessarily planning to roll out, say, video conferencing today, just as a for instance, or mobility today, by purchasing Cool Pro, they know that at any point in the next 3 years, they will be able to deploy on their own schedule the latest and greatest versions of whatever things they may not choose to deploy today. So in some respects, it's also a kind of a futures policy for those companies. So let's move on to slide 10. And again, the kind of the rationale behind workspace licensing is customers are looking for an easier way to UC enable their companies right now. And the fact that the workspace licensing extends beyond the desktop really speaks to our vision of Unified Communications as being on any device, any network, any time, and any place. And so this is really what workspace licensing enables. We believe it gives customers the opportunity to give every user the UC experience at a very cost-effective price. And lastly, it really simplifies things not only for the channel partners, but also for our customers themselves, and gives them an easier, simpler way to manage Unified Communications inside their company. So with that, I will turn it back to Amy, and I think we have a little bit of time for Q&A here.
Great. Thank you very much, Julie and Taylor, for a very informative presentation. Operator, can you please go ahead and poll the audience for questions?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star followed by one. If your question has been answered or you wish to withdraw your question, you may press star followed by two. Questions will be taken in the order received. Please press star one to begin, and please stand by for your first question. Your first question will be from the line of Byrne Elliott of Gartner.
Hi, good afternoon. Certainly interesting announcement, and look forward to following it in the market. I had a question about the UCSS part of this. What is in that price that you mentioned for both the standard and the professional edition, what is the annual reoccurring, and how long is that license good for? And also, is that per position or is that named? In other words, if it's by position, then how do you monitor that? So there's really two questions. One is, the upgrade, what is the cost there? And then number two, how do you control licensing?
Okay, I can go ahead and take that one. Thanks for the question, Byrne. The UCSS price, the three-year UCSS price, is $70 per user. Again, this is list price. For Cool Standard and for Cool Pro, it's $100 for the three-year UCSS price. So if you break that down on an annual basis for Cool Standard, that's about, $23 per year. And on Cool Pro, it's around $40 per year of UCSS. And that entitles you to any server software upgrades or client software upgrades for the pieces of the products that are incorporated into your particular version of workspace licensing. And so that's what's included in the cost, and then I just drew a blank on your second part of your question, Bryn.
It had to do with how you enforce it.
Oh, enforceability. Right now, UC Manager. That gets enforced when you call up to get your UCSS upgrades, if you will. Well, then they will ask you for your contract number, your service contract number, and in your service contract number, that actually maps back to your COOL. And so you will have a customer number that's attached to your UCSS, and when you call up Cisco to get your upgrades, well, then they will check for that number to make sure that you are indeed a workspace licensing customer, and at that point they will release the upgrades to you for whatever you want. Does that make sense?
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Your next question will be from the line of Kelly White of InfoSec.
Yes, a related question. What happens then at the end of that three-year term? You have to get a new workspace license or just a new UCSS license? What happens then?
The workspace license itself is a perpetual license. Okay. And so and we bundle that together, if you will, with the 3 years of upgrades. At the end of that three-year period, you have the option to either renew your UCSS subscription, which means you will be entitled to more upgrades for the next 3 years, or if for whatever reason you decide not to renew that, you're still entitled to your regular, you still have that perpetual license for those products, and you can continue to use them indefinitely. However, at the point that you do want to upgrade then, you will effectively go back and repurchase a new license for the product at that point. At that point, you do want to upgrade.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, that is star one for a question. And your next question will be from the line of Robert Arnold.
Hello. I had a question as regards to presence here with the both standard and professional. What exactly are we talking about with presence here? Telephony presence or IM as well and video? Can you speak a little bit to that?
Sure. We have a presence product in the market today called Cisco Unified Presence, or CUP,
right,
as we affectionately refer to it. And so included in your workspace license is the server software for CUP, as well as all the access rights that are required for any type of client to access CUP. And so, for instance, CUP will show you your phone presence, whether you're on hook, off hook, et cetera. It will also show you whether the person is active on IM or they've stepped away from their desk on IM, et cetera. So it really is that unified presence for the entire system. The right way to think about CUP is it's the presence engine for the entire Cisco UC system.
Right.
And as we move along the path as well, and CUP, CUP will also be the federation engine for presence federation from outside sources of presence. So, for instance, if a part of your company is using Office Communicator, maybe OCS, or maybe Same Time, or whatever it happens to be, CUP will be that unifying engine that brings together not only your Cisco UC presence, but also presence from these other sources as well.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question will be from the line of Ken Dolsky of Infotech.
Hi, good afternoon. Just following up on Burns' question, are these licenses attached to individual users, or is there some degree of sharing amongst users, like as in, number of concurrent users or something like that?
Thank you for following up on that clarifying point there. These are actually per user, but it has to do with the number of users in the company at any given time. So, for instance, if this year there are 500 users on your Cool cluster, your workspace licensing cluster, if you want to think about it in those terms, and next year you want to have 550 users, whether or not they happen to be the same 500 that were there last year or not, you would need to, say, purchase an additional 50 licenses for those users. And so the way that we count users is basically, in a nutshell, the number of people attached to your UC manager. That's the Cliff Notes version of it. There's a few kind of minor adjustments, but in a nutshell, that's really how we count people, is the number of users that are attached to your UC manager.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question will be from the line of Blair, president of Confucian LLC.
Hi, thank you. Taylor, when you were talking about the differences between standard and professional, I think I heard you say something about contact center users and that there's everything that they would need in, I guess, the standard version and others would need the professional. Could you clarify what you said and what you meant by that?
Sure. If I did say something about contact center users, it must have been my alter ego speaking there. At the moment, contact center is not included in workspace licensing. Here at the beginning of workspace licensing, we wanted to try and take a manageable approach to what we could really do and where the demand was coming from at the moment from our customers in the marketplace. And the main demand points were kind of that led us to creating Cool Standard and Cool Pro is, on the one hand, we had some customers who were just using IP telephony and voicemail, and we had some of them coming back to us and saying, hey, you know, I'm looking to expand more into UC, but I'm not sure I'm ready for the full meal deal right now. I'm not sure I want to swallow the whole UC thing. Can you give me a little bit more without making me go all the way? And so for them, we basically said, hey, effectively for the price of IP telephony plus voicemail, we can give you Cool Standard, which also throws in, you know, the presence and the soft client and a few things like that. Then we had a second class of customers that said, hey, I'm already, you know, I'm there on IP telephony. I want to use unified messaging, and I think that I'm ready to maybe go a little deeper. And so that's the reason we created Cool Pro, because with Cool Pro, for just a few dollars more than IP telephony and unified messaging, we can give you the whole enchilada here around our UC suite. And so those are really the two points that we were trying to address with Cool Standard and Cool Pro. And in each case, for just a few dollars more per user than the standard telephony voicemail or telephony UM. We can give you Cool Standard or Cool Pro. We have had one or two requests from people running contact centers, Cisco contact centers, saying, you know, I would really like to unify my entire organization. and enabled my contact center people with this functionality as well. And so, as you know, as we're thinking about where we go in the future with workspace licensing, we're considering you know, a few different flavors, maybe a contact center flavor, or maybe there are some other types of flavors as well that we will address in the future. But we want to make sure that we you know, that we give this a little bit of time to kind of fully bake before we you know, introduce additional flavors here.
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I have no more questions for you at the moment.
Great. Thank you, operator. Since there are no questions at this point, I'd like to go ahead and ask one that I received in advance of the call. How will your approach make it easier for an enterprise to selectively migrate key business processes and the associated specific users to a UC environment?
Did you want me to take that one, Julie?
Yeah, I think you kind of touched on it already, Taylor. So if you just want to recap, I think, you know, the real key behind Cool here is that we are making it easier for customers to extend the applications that are going to let them accelerate and then transform as part of that five-phase plan. So I don't know if you have anything to add to that, Taylor, but I think that's what I heard you say earlier.
Yeah, just, I mean, just a couple of practical examples. You know, for instance, an expense report system that when an expense report is created, you get you know, some type of a notification through Presence, or you get pinged, the machine will ping you through an IM that says, hey, you know, you need to approve this immediately. That works well if everybody inside the company has Presence. If everybody doesn't have Presence, well, then you're not able to transform the way that you do expense reports or customer service orders or whatever the factor is. And this is why we've had the feedback from companies that said, look, I need a cost-effective way to UC enable either my entire company or at least a significant portion of my company, and it's for those people that we have created workspace licensing. I think it's also important to point out that while workspace licensing represents a major shift for us in our focus and the way that we're licensing unified communications, we still do offer the a la carte method or the traditional method of ordering our products as well. So for companies, you know, where workspace licensing is not the right answer, we haven't taken anything away, if you will. All we've done is kind of added a new way of buying Cisco UC.
Great. Thank you very much, Taylor. Operator, can you please poll the audience once more for any questions?
And again, that is star one for a question.
And while you're doing that, I just wanted to kind of speak a little bit more to the notion of workspace licensing as a strategic move for Cisco going forward. This is not, you know, some type of just bundle or promotion or something of that nature. We're fundamentally changing and improving the way that customers buy and acquire unified communications. And our expectation is that over the next 3 years, we could see up to half of our UC business migrate to workspace licensing because it just makes so much more sense for customers that are interested in UC.
And you have a question from the line of Dan O'Connell of Gartner.
Hi there. Good presentation. Just a very quick question here. I would imagine in parallel that the enterprises will be having to add infrastructure like you know, the call managers, collaboration managers, SIP servers, and whatnot, right? At additional costs, but they will not have to pay for the licensing costs.
I'm not sure I understand the question there. Is the question that would this be included as part of workspace licensing, or was this around UCSS?
Well, I guess like some of the hardware components that I mentioned, I mean, they would be mm-hmm. additional costs, right?
Correct. If, you know, if there is some type of network upgrade that is required, that would be something that's outside of workspace licensing.
Okay, but would your the software licensing includes both the server and the client side?
For the UC products, for the Unified Communications products, so for your UC manager, for your meeting place, for your Unity, for your personal communicator, all those types of things. Whatever server or client software is required, those things are covered under the UCSS.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
And I have no other questions for you.
Great, operator. I have one question I'd like to ask that I also received in advance. What size customers are purchasing? SMBs, enterprise, any early indicators of who's making these purchases?
So Taylor, I think what we're seeing so far is that there's actually quite a nice mix of customers that are interested and have actually been placing orders, not only from a greenfield perspective, but also from an upgrade perspective. So I think right now there's no one trend toward a particular segment, but there actually seems to be a nice balance between both at this point.
Yeah, I would say about half of the orders we've received thus far, Workspace Licensing has been live for about a month now, and about half the orders we've seen are upgrade orders. In other words, the customer's already using UC Manager, and now they're thinking, wow, I want to get cool. And so we actually have kind of a step-up SKU, if you will, for customers that are already using some Cisco UC products. So they're rewarded kind of for already owning Cisco UC products. And then the other half are brand new customers that have never owned any of our UC products before. And then in terms of size, we have one customer that is tens of thousands of seats, and I've also seen one that was about 300 seats. So I guess we have we have the full range at the moment. One of the things that I should mention to you on Workspace Licensing is there is a minimum initial order of 250 seats. Once you have made your first purchase of Workspace Licensing, though, the initial 250, you can purchase in any increment. You know, you can add on to that in any increment you want to, down to one. And so there is a minimum initial purchase required around Workspace Licensing.
Great, Taylor. Thank you. Operator, can you please pull the audience one more time for questions?
And again, that is star one for a question. And I have no questions for you.
Great. At this time, I'd like to thank all of our analyst audience for joining our call today. And thank you again, Julie and Taylor, for presenting to our analyst audience. If anyone has any additional questions, please contact Ron Davis. His email address is ronadavi@cisco.com. And operator, please go ahead and close the call.
Thank you for your participation in today's conference. This concludes the presentation, and you may now disconnect. Have a great day.